Senate Local Government will come to order. Will the secretary please take the roll?
This is for January 13th, 2021. Vice Chair Ansel. Present?
Here. You're very, very quiet.
Again?
Sorry, I turned up my volume too. How about now?
Excellent.
Vice Chair Boldman.
Here.
President Blaisdell.
Excuse me.
Thank you. Senator Boland.
Here.
Senator Ellsworth.
Here.
Senator Fitzpatrick. Senator Fidel.
Excuse me.
Senator Morjo.
Here.
Senator Pope.
Here.
Chairman Gauthier.
Present.
Thank you.
Senator Fitzpatrick is excused.
Thank you.
Just for a little house cleaning here, just remind everybody, please keep their cell phones in the mute mode. We don't want anybody to have a phone call while we're having our committee. If you're going to give testimony today, please sign at the door, provide your name and affiliation. If any, please note the information in your testimony is going to be on public record. The following bills have been scheduled for the hearing today. Senate Bill 54, which is the bill sponsored by Senator Ellsworth. We will now hear Senate Bill 54 from Senator Ellsworth. Thank you. Go ahead and please open on your bill, Senator.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, my name is Jason Ellsworth, and that's E-L-L-S-W-O-R-T-H, and I represent Senate District 43. Which is the beautiful south end of River Valley County. So for your pleasure today, I have Senate Bill 54, and this came out of the interim committee. I believe the vote was 10-0 on this, so we found some good bipartisan support for this bill. And what it deals with essentially is experimental on-site wastewater systems. And ideally, what it does is just change, and if you go to page, bring it up here, I think it's page 4, is the meat of the bill. And through peer review, scientific third-party studies, any kind of alternative system would then, you know, go to the DEQ, and they would report that to local government and put it in their circular. It speeds up the time process that this happens, and it will be in the interim committee and reviewed there. And I will rest for any opponents and proponents, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Ellsworth. Do we have any proponents in the room? Ms. Abigail?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. For the record, Abigail St. Lawrence, that's ST period, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E. On behalf of the approximately 1,500 businesses that make up the members of the Montana Building Industry Association, we're pleased to support this bill. We were engaged in the bill throughout the local government interim committee process, as well as actually the SJ3 study from the 2019 session that led to this bill. While the widespread use of these alternative and new developments in septic are not broad at this point in time, as we heard during the interim committee, part of the reason for the lack of use of innovative septic systems is because of the difficulty in getting through the approval process. Hopefully this will ease that a little bit so that folks can look at new and fully approved and permitted septic systems as a way to make sure that we are protecting our groundwater while properly treating septic in new developments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Lawrence. Any additional proponents?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Sam Sill. It's spelled S-I-L-L. I'm here on behalf of the Montana Association of Realtors, a trade group that represents about 5,000 real estate professionals around the state. The realtors were engaged with SJ3, and this bill is the work product of that study. We supported it throughout the process and remain in support, and reason being, we think this is going to facilitate the use of new technologies for on-site wastewater treatment, and ultimately that will benefit property owners insofar as that hopefully we'll have some additional options for use in the situations where a traditional septic system may not work properly. I think, as the sponsor alluded to, this bill is the product of significant work and discussion by the local government interim committee, the staff, and stakeholders, and we'd ask you to move it forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sill. I'd like to ask for any proponents on Zoom. Do we have anybody out there, Monty?
Yes, Mr. Chair. We have first up Durf Johnson.
Thank you. Go ahead, Ms. Johnson.
Members of the committee, can you hear me?
Vaguely, we can hear you. If you can raise the volume a little bit.
Okay, I'll do the best I can here. I wasn't planning on speaking today. However, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Durf Johnson. I'm here representing the Montana Environmental Information Center, and we do sort of tacitly support this legislation. We think it's a good idea. I think that any time that the agency is provided with more information in order to make these types of decisions, it's a good thing. The fact that they're collecting peer-reviewed information and evaluating these systems and providing a report, I think, is good. The more information out there that we can all consider, the better. So we support this legislation. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Any additional proponents in the Zoom world?
Mr. Chair, the only other person I see is signed on as an informational witness.
All righty. Do we have any opponents in the room? Any opponents waiting? I'm seeing none. Any opponents at all in the Zoom world?
Also none on Zoom, Mr. Chair.
Informational witnesses? Go ahead and introduce your informational witness on Zoom, please.
Yes, Mr. Chair, we have Tim Davis of DEQ.
Go ahead, Mr. Davis.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the record, Tim Davis. I'm the Water Quality Division Administrator at DEQ, and I'm here to help answer any questions if you have any for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Davis. Any committee members have any questions? I'm seeing none. Oh, we got our hand raised?
No, she's just moving her hand.
Okay, Senator Ellsworth, would you like to close on your bill?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, thank you for a quick hearing. So I respectfully ask for a due pass. Certainly, if you want to take executive action, I wouldn't be opposed to that. But again, that's up to the Mr. Chairman. Thank you and appreciate your time.
Thank you for your time there, Senator Ellsworth. That closes the hearing on Senate Bill 54, local government.
Mr. Chair, I would have no objection to moving to executive action if the rest of the committee is fine with it. I know that we're looking for bills to get on the floor and get them processed.
I feel the same way, and that would probably keep us from wanting to work Friday. What do you think?
Yes! So, a big yes to that.
I'm still going to go to as a voice vote on our voice comments, if everybody agrees with that. Senator Ellsworth agrees? Or excuse me. Senator Hess, you're good?
Yep.
Senator Ferdo?
Oh, did my people hang? Oh, shoot.
We lose everybody.
Well, let's get him back.
Let's get him back.
Well, we have a quorum established. So once it's established, and it's voting members present, Senator Friedel.
Oh, bummer. Let me just.
I'm trying to see if I can log back on here. So we didn't.
We just lost the Zoom link. Yeah, they didn't mean to get. They got shut off. So it's our committee liaison. Terry, who's your guy?
I am logging in now. and your email name.
Your, what's that message say there, Jason? Oh, there they are.
Team viewer.
We're back.
No, I don't know. We're here, but I don't think they are.
Let me find out here and see if I got something here.
Oh, there you go. They're coming up now. So they're there.
Mr. Meeting ID.
Senator Boland, Senator Pope, and they just need to be allowed, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Yes, perfect. Senator Morgeau as well.
I'm trying to log in here. I don't think I need to actually. We got everybody on board?
Well, I don't know if they can talk, but.
Andrew
Boland, can you hear us and say something?
So it's the Zoom administrator, whoever you're.
Monty. Can you text Monty and tell him to.
Monty, shut him off.
Mr. Chair, you can actually allow them to talk if you highlight them.
I don't have anything on my screen here yet.
Well, highlight them up. Highlight them up there. With your Zoom.
No, I'm not on. I'm not connected. I lost my whole feed here.
Oh.
I guess the question is that you
moved stuff
around.
Oh, look.
Here they come.
So you're letting them in.
I think we can work this way. I mean, I can't do it with my computer.
Yeah, Bonnie must be doing it.
Somebody's doing it, not you. That's what I think. That's probably why everybody's
confused.
You were.
So everybody on the Zoom panel, are we in agreement? We can do executive action on Senate Bill 54 today.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I think that everyone's getting back on now. We just had to get everyone signed back in, and then the only one that can actually allow people into the meeting is the remote meeting coordinator. So sorry for the confusion on that.
Okay. No problem, Ms. Henneman.
My bad, Mr. Chair. Apologies.
We're all good.
So, Mr.
Senator Pope, can you hear us?
Oh, they're texting me. Yeah, they can. Okay, we're good now.
Okay.
Yeah, Ellsworth, move your bill.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 54. Do pass, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Ellsworth. We'll open the executive action on Senate Bill 54. Is there a motion on Senate Bill? Okay. Yeah. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Are there any proxies?
Senator Fitzpatrick votes aye by proxy. Senator Blaisdell votes aye by proxy.
Thank you, Senator Ellsworth. It looks like we have a unanimous vote to pass Senate Bill 54 today. Executive action is over. Senate local government is now closed. Thank you.
All right. Good job, guys.